Welcome to the Lifecast. We hope that you find this ministry of New Life Assembly of God as an encouragement to you. You'll hear messages and lessons in God's Word by our staff and special guests. Enjoy the podcast.
We're going to look at Acts chapter 1. We're going to look at a couple of verses there. I'm going to refer to a few other verses in the scripture. but I want to talk to us this morning about something that's it's important for me. It's important for all of us in our life, in our discovery of who the Lord is, how we live out our faith, how we apply faith to our life, how we are open to the Lord and His Holy Spirit working within us, and how we develop, how we grow in Christian character, how we begin a greater understanding of who He is, what our faith is about. And I want you to know from the very beginning, will you listen to this, from the very beginning, God has always initiated relationship with you and I, with humanity. Always, from the beginning. You look in Genesis, after He created them. And you'll find it where after they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and they went and hid, and it says God, in the cool of the day, He was walking in the garden, and He called out to them, wanting to have fellowship with them, and where are you? I'm here to spend time with you. I'm here to talk with you. I'm here for us to be together. God has always done that. He did it in the very beginning, there in creation. You'll find it with Abraham. God is initiating covenants and promises with Abraham. That's a phenomenal thing for God. Think about this. For God, who is perfect in every way, to want to make a covenant, promise, an agreement to show His faithfulness on the behalf and the betterment of humanity, who is sinful, who has flaws, who makes mistakes, who you can't completely trust. He wants to make covenants with us. Promises. This is who God is. He's always initiating. You look at Isaac, who became Israel. I mean, the covenant He was making with him, the promises. You can go throughout the Bible, Old Testament coming to the New, and you will see that God is always trying to rescue. God is always trying to reach. There are moments He disciplined them. Absolutely disciplines us because He loves us and wants to keep us in relationship with Him. He doesn't give us up easy. Parents in this room, you discipline your children because you love them and you don't want them to be ruined. Because you love them. It's not like you're just out to kill their good time. Although sometimes we've done that. Not out of discipline. But I never got to do that, and so you know. God is always reaching to us, always caring for us, always initiating things with us. You can look throughout the first books, the five books of the Bible, the Pentateuch, and you will see God always initiating promise, initiating deliverance of His people, blessing to His people. You can continue to go throughout the Scripture in the Old Testament, and you continue to see it. You'll see it, you know, His patience with the judges. God saw that God's law brought death because humanity couldn't live up to it. And so again, He sends a Savior, His only begotten Son, Jesus, to die for us, to solve this issue of sin that we couldn't solve ourselves because we couldn't be good enough. And we could never work our way into heaven, even though maybe we've done some good things. It wasn't good enough to pay for our sin because it took a perfect blood sacrifice. Jesus is that perfect blood sacrifice, the Son of God. And so God is always initiating. Always reaching, always wanting to reveal Himself, always looking for more and deeper and closer relationship with you. That's what He desires. That's what He wants. Look at Acts chapter 1, verse 3. After His suffering, Jesus, His crucifixion, He's now resurrected, just so you know where we're at. After His suffering, He showed Himself to these men, His apostles, and gave many convincing proofs that He was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, While he was eating with them, he gave them this command: do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you'll be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Again, Jesus is saying, God is saying to us, to them, here, I want to give you my Spirit. I want to give you a power. I want to give you a power that can live within you. My Spirit be within you, be poured out on you, that will help you overcome your natural tendencies, to help you fight in this thing against sin within yourself, for you to become more than what you were born into, but you could be born again and have a power to live beyond that which you have been. Brand new. Give you a power, but by my Spirit to be in you, to do things that are beyond your own natural capabilities. Once again, God is initiating. He's wanting to bless. He's wanting to reveal himself. He wants to pour himself out. He wants to be a help to us. That's what he's doing. Well, you know as well as I do, there's a responsibility that we have. We don't just do, well, God, you know, if that's what you want to do, go ahead. Here I am. And we just walk through life the way we've always been walking. I want to talk to you this morning about this concept. The concept is clearing the runway. You see, his Spirit, God himself, he's wanting to land in our life. And he's looking for a place to land. But if the runway is filled with a bunch of other stuff, he cannot land there. He wants to land there. He's sending a message he wants to land there. He wants to come into your heart. He wants to come into your life. He wants to come into your circumstance. He wants to come into your challenge. He wants to come into whatever you face. He's looking to land there. This is not for just those who are going through hard times, but maybe in seasons where we're not. God is still wanting to fellowship with us. He's still calling out to us. He's wanting to land. But he cannot land on a runway that is cluttered. And I know that in this room, predominantly Christian people, we think, what are you talking to us about this? So we believe in Jesus. We've asked forgiveness of our sins. We pray to him. We read our Bible. We come to church. We put money in the offering. We do some nice things. We teach Sunday school. We pat somebody on the back. We, you know, all these. Though it's great. It's marvelous. There are virtues of God in all of that. But his Holy Spirit is still wanting to land in our life. And if our runway is cluttered with things, cluttered with us, cluttered with things that we exalt over his Scripture or his principles that we justify and think are okay, I want you to know that God has more for you in this room. He has more for us. He desires to reveal himself more. There are blessings and promises and things he wants to do in individual lives in this room. He's wanting to land. Some of you, he's wanting to land, and he's wanting to land even in answers to your prayers. Because you have called out to him. You have prayed to him. You have asked things of him. He's wanting to come and he's wanting to land. But there are things that we maybe have in our life that hinder him. And those are the things that we need to look at. Are these things that are cluttering up the runway? Because I'll tell you this. God is patient, and he is kind, no question. But he is not interested in being in a holding pattern until we just feel like it. I mean, most of you turn your nose up at this concept of somebody who hears the gospel, and they do believe that God exists, and they do know that Jesus is real, but they say, but I don't want to give my life to him right now. I want to live my life, and then right before I die, I'll give my life to him so I can make heaven. I mean, most of you who are Christians, you'd put your nose up at that and think, what, are you nuts? Are you crazy? You don't know the day and the hour. You don't know when you're going to expire. You don't know when you're going to be taken from this earth. That is the concept of putting him in a holding pattern. And it's no different in principle than those of us in this room who God is wanting to do something and we say, you know, I believe in you. I'm already saved. I live for you relatively enough. And yet I know there's something you want to do and you want to land in my life, but just, you know, maybe circle a few more times and I'll let you know when I'm ready. The principle is no different than the person who is rejecting the Spirit, who's trying to draw them. They say, no, I don't want salvation right now. I want to do some things first and then I will. The principle is the same. And we need to hear that. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19, it says, do not put out the Spirit's fire. Do not quench God's Spirit, the fire of His Spirit, the passion of His Spirit. Do you understand that God is passionate? His Spirit is passionate about you and showing up in your life and landing on your runway, coming into your heart, into your soul, into all the things that we face in this life. He is passionate about that. He wants to do that. But when we clutter the runway, we are quenching His passion. What's on your runway? You know, what did it take for them to, for the Holy Spirit to land on Pentecost? You know, that says that they got together and prayed. They were all in one place. Now I know that we have took that as, you know what, then we need to be praying. If we do that, then that's what will happen. And there's measures of truth in that. But go beyond the method. They had a heart that moved them to a commitment where they changed their schedule, they submitted to Him, they obeyed Him, they lived according to Him, they did things that were clearing the runway for His Spirit to land and be outpoured into their life. So what is that for us? What is that for me? What is that for you? What is that for us as a church? You know, they got together and they prayed and they met together. You know, schedules have become a crazy thing. It's nuts. Technology is supposed to help us create more time. I'm sorry. I just don't see it happening. We just fill our life with more technology. The time that becomes available, we just fill it with more technology. And I'm not against technology, okay? Hey, there are great benefits to it, okay? But you know what? It's got to be a tool. It can't be another thing that owns us and owns our time. You know what they did? They redid their schedule. Now, I'm not talking about your schedule and my schedule is sinful, though it might be. Maybe there's things in there that are not right. But you know what? There are things that you and I can do in our schedule that don't have to do with sin or being wrong. It's just something that we change or we place at a lower priority and we place Him, clearing the runway. There are things on our runway that clutter our runway that aren't necessarily sinful. It could be hobby. It could be recreation. And there's nothing wrong with the recreation. The recreation in and of itself is not sinful, but how we do it and how often we do it and the priority it takes and what else we sacrifice to do this thing, it's now something that clutters the runway. I'm a big activities guy. I'll just be open and honest with you. Those of you who know me, those of you who don't, I'm just going to tell you something. I'm a big activity guy. I don't like to sit a lot. I really don't. I mean, I do if my daughter's rubbing my back. I mean, I can feel all motivated about something. If she just comes over and starts doing this, motivation left. But other than that, I liked activity. Praying, seeking God is putting all other activities aside. Nothing wrong with the activity and the recreation and the doing things and the hobbies. But you know what? Sometimes when they begin to control us, they clutter the runway. And things like that hinder God from landing. He wants to land. We say we want him to land. We pray for him to land. But the prayer and the faith and the asking is not moving us to change anything. If you want to stay where you're at spiritually, and you've heard this before, then keep doing the things that you're doing right now, and you will stay right where you are. If you want something to change, then we need to change something in cooperation of God landing and coming and wanting to do it. If what you're doing now is the same that you've been doing, and not that you need to change everything, there are fundamental things that we need to continue to do, but allow them to grow. But you know what? If you're saying, I'm just in a slump, I've been in a slump for a long time, and you're doing the same things that you've always done, guess what will get you out of the slump? Changing something. Clearing something. Creating more of a runway for God to do something. The other thing that affects us and that clutters our runway is our attitudes about things. And I'm not going to go in because this could cover all kinds of areas. But one of the things that I feel like the Lord brought to my heart and mind for us this morning is in the way of our attitudes in some of our relationships with people, where specifically where someone has maybe mistreated you from your perception, or they have hurt you from your perception, and you would say, well, from anybody's perception, you could see that. Okay, just easy, back down. Gentle. Let the Holy Spirit speak to your heart on this morning. But they've mistreated you, or they've hurt you, or they've done something. And you can say you forgave them. But in your mind, in your heart, you have justified the way that you are responding to them because of the way that they hurt you. And you feel justified by it. They were maybe completely wrong, but your response to them is not right. You've justified it by your own reasoning. But if you were to look at your response to them, even though they've hurt you, and you looked at your response in comparison to what the Scripture teaches, the Scripture does not justify what you're doing. And you can pray, and you can sing, and you can give money, and you can talk about the Lord, and you can share the gospel, but I want you to know that this thing is cluttering the runway where the Holy Spirit wants to land in your life. I'm going to share that principle with you again. Because of how they treated you, you feel justified in treating them like you are. But the reality is, the way that you're treating them is not right when you compare it to what you're supposed to be like according to Scripture. Okay? Something that clutters our runway. It prevents, it quenches God's Spirit. It does not create a space for God to come and land. And he can communicate, he can do the flyby, and he say, hey, you know what, I want to land here, but this is going on. This is in the way. And I want to land here in your life. Sometimes what clutters the runway is our lack of diligence in seeking him. Our making him that priority. Us digging deep and disciplining ourselves to really seek him. Not just the God we've known, but to continue to seek the God who we've known, but we still need to know better. One of the things that clutters our runway is good works of the past. That sounds so contrary because you'd think God would love good works, and he does. But when we begin to rest on the good works of our past, as if that has cleared our runway for today, That is filled with righteousness, self-righteousness, some arrogance. And it has puffed us up that we are so big on our own runway that God can't land. You want to know how to keep your good works of the past? Not that it saves you, but the good works of the past that you've done unto people or unto the Lord. You want to know how to keep those things sustained and from being lost? Is that you continue to do those same things today. That they are not just memorials and great laurels of the past. But what are we doing today? How many of you know, men, stay with me on this. How many of you know that you can go in and organize and clean your garage? And how many of you know that a month later, it's just not organized again? Okay? Ladies, stay with me on this. And I don't want to be too, you know, gender-related saying, well, you know, men can do laundry too. I understand. We just don't do it as well. On purpose. No, never mind. I'm sorry. That didn't. Just stay with me on this. Not that only women do laundry, but I want to relate to a few things. And not that only men clean garages. I'm sure there are women here to do that. But you know what? That's like saying, you know, I just went through and did all this laundry. And a day later. So it's saying, I did all those good works for years and did all those things and did this for the church and did it. And then we stop. We are not sustaining the good things of the past by what we're doing today. And that kind of attitude, that kind of portrayal, that kind of faith, that kind of justification, I want you to know that that clutters the runway. Because God wants to do more. He wants to continue to linger. He wants to continue to fellowship with us. He wants to reveal himself more. These kind of things clutter the runway. Humility is something that clears the runway. It's good that we want to always do right and be right. Out of humility. But if we've always got to be right, that's different. Because now we're not able to learn, we're full of ourselves, and it clutters the runway. It's things like this in our heart, in my heart, our hearts, yours, together, that hinder God from landing. And he wants so badly to land. He wants so badly to reveal himself to you. He so desperately wants to be involved. He so desperately wants to answer your prayers. But our faith needs to move us beyond just the convenience and assurance that God loves us. Our faith needs to move us to where we begin to cooperate with what God is wanting to do today and to the tomorrows that God gives us. And there might be some things that we need to reprioritize in our own life. I want you to know, too, that in this pursuit of God and clearing the runway and making room for him, I want you to know that we tend to be people of extremes, generally. Oh, great, this thing isn't sinful, but it's on the runway. Well, great, that means I just can't do that anymore. Whoa, 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 whoa. It's not that you can't do it anymore, maybe. Maybe it's just not as often or not for a season. But we get extreme. Listen, when God calls you to a fast, does it mean you're never going to eat food again? No. But it's for a season. Led by His Spirit, revealed to us. Maybe it's a season. And it doesn't mean that when you do it, now you clutter the runway again. It's for season. It doesn't mean it's permanent. If it's sin, yes. But what does God want? What is He wanting to do in our life, our personal lives? Where's God wanting to land? What's in the way that we need to remove? Because in the book of Acts, they rescheduled, they redid, they got together, they made this a priority. And the Holy Spirit landed. And the Holy Spirit was outpoured. And the Holy Spirit came and is now available to all of us. You look at Acts chapter 2, verse 38 and 39. The Holy Spirit is for all, and all who are far off. In other words, those people who are yet to be born and come. That's us. When that was said and when it was written, that was talking about us. And those who will come after us. The Holy Spirit is wanting to land in our life. And I need to get some junk off the runway. We need to get some junk out of the way. And we know the sin things, but there might be some other things that we need to just get off the runway. What's on your runway? Is there really room for Him to land? I mean, I don't know how many of you have flown somewhere, or you've been on a plane, or you've done that kind of travel. But all of you in this room, you know what it's about. And I want you to picture this airplane landing on a runway, coming in. I mean, it's radioing to the tower. Do I got clearance? I'm coming in because I'm ready to deliver. I'm ready to arrive. Are you ready to receive me? Because I want to land in your life. God wants to land with His Holy Spirit into your life more and more. I want to say this to you, no matter who you are or where you're at with the walk of the Lord, and I'm saying it to myself. Where we are at may be good, but it's not good enough. It's not good enough. There is more. Those of you in this room who are retired, you are retired. God bless you. I'm happy for you. You are retired. Maybe from the labor force as far as income and working. But there is no retirement in your faith. Some of your activities may be different, but your faith has still got to grow. Still got to know Him. Still got to, right? I mean, if God tarries, I may have my opportunity. So I'm not like, talking, you know, oh, you don't know what it's like to be retired. You're right, but I'd like to try. I'm willing to try. Man, I don't know if I can do that yet. But do you understand? There's more, and we've got to clear the runway. We've got to keep it open because God wants to land into our life more and more. So you and I need to look at, we need to look at, what's on the runway? What is junking this up? What is quenching God's fire, His Spirit, from landing, from burning in me? Let's stand up, please, all over this room. are making him that priority. Us digging deep and disciplining ourselves to really seek him. Not just the God we've known, but to continue to seek the God who we've known, but we still need to know better. One of the things that clutters our runway is good works of the past. That sounds so contrary because you'd think God would love good works, and he does. But when we begin to rest on the good works of our past, as if that has cleared our runway for today, that is filled with righteousness, self-righteousness, some arrogance. And it has puffed us up that we are so big on our own runway that God can't land. You want to know how to keep your good works of the past? Not that it saves you, but the good works of the past that you've done unto people or unto the Lord. You want to know how to keep those things sustained and from being lost? Is that you continue to do those same things today. That they are not just memorials and great laurels of the past. But what are we doing today? How many of you know, men, stay with me on this. How many of you know that you can go in and organize and clean your garage? And how many of you know that a month later, it's just not organized again? Okay? Ladies, stay with me on this. And I don't want to be too, you know, gender-related saying, well, you know, men can do laundry too. I understand. We just don't do it as well. On purpose. No, never mind. I'm sorry. That didn't. Just stay with me on this. Not that only women do laundry, but I want to relate to a few things. And not that only men clean garages. I'm sure there are women here to do that. But you know what? That's like saying, you know, I just went through and did all this laundry. And a day later. So it's saying, I did all those good works for years and did all those things and did this for the church and did it. And then we stop. We are not sustaining the good things of the past by what we're doing today. And that kind of attitude, that kind of portrayal, that kind of faith, that kind of justification, I want you to know that that clutters the runway. Because God wants to do more. He wants to continue to linger. He wants to continue to fellowship with us. He wants to reveal himself more. These kind of things clutter the runway. Humility is something that clears the runway. It's good that we want to always do right and be right. Out of humility. But if we've always got to be right, that's different. Because now we're not able to learn, we're full of ourselves, and it clutters the runway. It's things like this in our heart, in my heart, our hearts, yours, together, that hinder God from landing. And he wants so badly to land. He wants so badly to reveal himself to you. He so desperately wants to be involved. He so desperately wants to answer your prayers. But our faith needs to move us beyond just a convenience and assurance that God loves us. Our faith needs to move us to where we begin to cooperate with what God is wanting to do today and to the tomorrows that God gives us. And there might be some things that we need to reprioritize in our own life. I want you to know, too, that in this pursuit of God and clearing the runway and making room for Him, I want you to know that we tend to be people of extremes, generally. Oh, great, this thing isn't sinful, but it's on the runway. Well, great, that means I just can't do that anymore. Whoa, 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 whoa. It's not that you can't do it anymore, maybe. Maybe it's just not as often or not for a season. But we get extreme. Listen, when God calls you to a fast, does it mean you're never going to eat food again? No. But it's for a season. Led by His Spirit, revealed to us. Maybe it's a season. And it doesn't mean that when you do it, now you clutter the runway again. It's for season. It doesn't mean it's permanent. If it's sin, yes. But what does God want? What is He wanting to do in our life, our personal lives? Where's God wanting to land? What's in the way that we need to remove? Because in the book of Acts, they rescheduled, they redid, they got together, they made this a priority. And the Holy Spirit landed. And the Holy Spirit was outpoured. And the Holy Spirit came and is now available to all of us. You look in Acts chapter 2, verse 38 and 39. The Holy Spirit is for all, and all who are far off. In other words, who those people who are yet to be born and come. That's us. When that was said and when it was written, that was talking about us. And those who will come after us. The Holy Spirit is wanting to land in our life. And I need to get some junk off the runway. We need to get some junk out of the way. And we know the sin things, but there might be some other things that we need to just get off the runway. What's on your runway? Is there really room for Him to land? I mean, I don't know how many of you have flown somewhere, or you've been on a plane, or you've done that kind of travel. But all of you in this room, you know what it's about. And I want you to picture this airplane landing on a runway, coming in. I mean, it's radioing to the tower. Do I got clearance? I'm coming in because I'm ready to deliver. I'm ready to arrive. Are you ready to receive me? Because I want to land in your life. God wants to land with His Holy Spirit into your life more and more. I want to say this to you, no matter who you are or where you're at with the walk of the Lord, and I'm saying it to myself. Where we are at may be good, but it's not good enough. It's not good enough. There is more. Those of you in this room who are retired, you are retired. God bless you. I'm happy for you. You are retired. Maybe from the labor force as far as income and working. But there is no retirement in your faith. Some of your activities may be different, but your faith has still got to grow, still got to know Him, still got to, right? I mean, if God tarries, I may have my opportunity. So I'm not like talking, you know, oh, you don't know what it's like to be retired. You're right, but I'd like to try. I'm willing to try. Man, I don't know if I can do that yet. But Do you understand? There's more, and we've got to clear the runway. We've got to keep it open because God wants to land into our life more and more. So you and I need to look at, what's on the runway? What is junking this up? What is quenching God's fire, His Spirit, from landing, from burning in me?
Thanks for joining us on the LifeCast. It's the ministry of New Life Assembly of God in Sparta, Wisconsin. If you are ever in the area, we would enjoy the opportunity of meeting you. Until then, remember, God is for you, not against you.